All of you may hate me. They're obligated.
Join us for an encouraging word from our senior pastor, Greg Thurstenson. Here's the message.
I'd like the youth to welcome the adults. Welcome the adults. All of you may hate me.
Welcome.
They're obligated.
Thank you for letting us invade your space, as it were.
Well, good evening.
Thank you for showing up to invade their space.
Earlier we had the adults welcome the youth.
I'd like the youth to welcome the adults. Welcome the adults. Each and every one of you.
Welcome. For some of you
thank you for letting us invade your space, as it were.
You guys.
Thank you for showing up to invade their space.
I know
back when I was youth, I hated going in the adults because I knew I was going to fall asleep.
For some of you
I don't
guys,
think that's the case anymore.
Born yet.
Do you guys fall
for
asleep
some
when
of
you guys
the pastors
it
preaching?
Was practically
Did
yesterday.
Did I put you on the spot?
No. Back when I was youth, I hated going
I'll
to
do my
adults
best not
because
to
because
I knew I was
going to
fall asleep.
I have the wonderful privilege of
I don't think that's
apparently
the case anymore.
Now
do
you guys
I'm
fall asleep
being told
when
last week when pastors
closing up
preaching?
This series about the Holy Spirit.
No.
I was a little nervous when it was presented to me that way because I'll do my
Holy
best not to
be very, very great.
I have the wonderful privilege.
I think any of us who have
apparently now that I'm being told in the last
but
week,
it's also
closing
a very,
up
very
this series about the Holy Spirit.
Deep and
I was a little nervous when it was presented to me that way because
the Holy Spirit can be a very, very great
frankly,
thing
that confuses
as
a lot
I think
of
any of us who've experienced.
I know over the last few weeks
there's been a lot of talk about clarifying.
What is the Holy Spirit?
Deep,
you know,
and
what's the whole point behind
very
it?
Very complex.
Why do I care?
Thing. And it's
is it
it's
weird?
An issue.
Is it okay
frankly,
to think
that
it's weird?
You know, I mean, there's
people.
Been a lot of discussion on that. So that's kind of what we're
I know over the last
a little background
weeks,
on me.
There's been a lot
for those
of talk
you don't
about
know,
clarifying.
My name's Kellen,
what is the Holy
as you
Spirit?
Said, you know,
you
what's
have
the
heard
whole
that
point
already?
Behind it?
I'm 27.
Why do
which
I care?
To some of you that's old.
Is
some of you
weird?
Like,
is it okay to think it's weird?
Still a kid.
You know, I mean, there's been
a lot
of
ways
I am.
That's kind of what we're talking about.
A little background on me for those of you who don't know me.
I am married. I have been
Kellen,
married for 6 years.
Said,
to the silent woman on the front row right now.
I'm 27, which to some of you that's old.
Yeah, she had surgery on her vocal cords.
You're practically still a kid.
That's
and in
that's
a lot of ways,
seven
I am.
Days of
bliss.
Silence.
I am married. I have
been
married for
6 years.
To the silent woman on the front row right now.
In all seriousness, it's been quite interesting because I have
yeah,
two little
she
girls.
She had surgery on her vocal cords this week.
So
and
that's,
watching
that's
her try to break up
of
a fight between
silence.
Them with no words has been upon us.
It's pretty funny.
It, like, if you picture
in all
how
seriousness,
your mind
it's
would
been
break up a fight.
Quite interesting because I have two little
that's
girls.
That's about how this happens.
And
it's a lot of arm flailing and
between them
and funny
with no
faces.
Words.
And I have to say, the intimidating like, that
funny.
Mom look, I think
it,
everybody
like,
knows
if
the
you
mom
pictured
look,
how a mime would break up a
your
fight.
Mom gave you that you just froze.
That's about,
the mom look
that's about how this
it.
Happens.
It's a lot of arm flailing and
that's
and
all
funny
it is.
Faces.
Because,
and I have to say, the intimidating like
without
that mom
words,
look,
it's
I
nothing.
Everybody knows the mom look. You know, that look that your mom gave you that
I don't know if it's a seizure.
The mom looks
and she can't tell me if it is.
So
it's intense.
It's been kind of a speak and spell
that's all
week.
It is.
She's got this little
because
thing.
This?
Anyway, I'm completely off.
Without words, it's just nothing. It's a but. It's all for the best.
I don't know if it's a seizure. She can sing.
And she can't tell me if it is. So
this would be really great.
It's been kind
really
of a speak
thing.
And spell week. She's
that
got
being
this
said,
thing. Anyway,
the reason
I think I am in this place tonight,
one, pastor likes me.
It's all for
good.
The best. We're hoping
it doesn't,
that she
so
can
I was consistent. So when it's
even
there,
better,
I'll take
when
it.
She comes out of it. And it should be a really great.
And for those
really
of you that
thing.
Have been called to the principal's
that
offices,
being said,
they call it, you know
the
what I mean.
The reason I think I am in this place
now,
tonight, one,
I have
pastor
had the wonderful
me,
privilege of being in this church. I'm one of the
it doesn't, it's not always consistent, so
point,
when it's there, I'll take it.
Are still here, that we're here the day one.
And for those of you that have been called to the principal's
one,
offices,
Easter
we call
1996,
it, you know what I mean?
When we started in the Hilton,
now,
Clear Lake.
I have had the wonderful privilege of being in this church. I'm one of the
rare few at this point that interesting years
are still here that
a lot of great
day one.
And
I remember the
day
one,
Easter 1996, when we started in the Hilton in Clear Lake.
So if you like who I am
today,
then
great Dominion Church.
It's seen a lot of interesting years.
A lot of great years.
And
the nice thing about Dominion Church is
it's always been a place
that has embraced
I am who I am today.
So if you like who I am today, then
to me,
great Dominion Church. If you don't,
I can't express what that's
been.
To follow this man's leadership.
The nice thing about Dominion Church is Dominion's
always
been
a place
that
has
embraced
one and
the
Holy Spirit.
And the pulpit, now the pulpit's the same.
And so
to me,
to follow that as a mentor as well as
I can't express
when
that
kind
of
mentorship has been
to follow
invaluable.
This man's
so
leadership,
this privilege
in and out of the
pulpit,
and those of you that know Pastor, it's one and the same. And the pulpit, now the pulpit's the same. And so
baptism
to
Holy Spirit.
Follow that.
Baptism of the Holy Spirit,
well
in my opinion, is one of the chief doctrines, obviously,
invaluable.
In the Assemblies of God. This privilege here to be,
you know, that we kind of
build our faith upon. But it's also one of the most identifiable things outside.
Baptism
of
the Holy Spirit,
in my opinion, is one of the chief doctrines
of God. They don't know anything about it.
You mentioned the word Pentecost, and outside of thinking long hair and no makeup, people go to speaking in tongues. Right.
It's also, one
how many
of
times you told somebody what kind of church
identifiable
you go to?
Things
outside of the church?
So that means you can't cut your hair or makeup.
No. We're not saying
God. They don't know anything about it.
You mentioned the word Pentecost, and outside of thinking long hair and no
makeup, am I right? These are conversations I've
in the
come on now.
Right.
We're all adults. These are conversations.
How many times you told somebody?
And a lot of what's brought me to the place where I can.
So that means you can't cut your hair
about this is where I work right now.
Right now I work for the University of Phoenix.
And the group of people I work with.
Am I right? These are conversations
I've come on now.
We're talking
we're all adults,
graduate
level education.
And a lot of what's brought me to the place where I can
cohesively talk about this
is where I work right now.
Right now I work for the University of Phoenix.
And the group of people I work with are very, very intellectual people.
We're talking
minimum graduate level education. We're talking very
and
cerebral
so it's
people
been very, very enlightening.
At first, like scientists in a way that if they can't explain
every
it and see it
with
their
questions,
own
I just,
two
I'm
eyes,
not prepared.
They can't see it in print and it doesn't exist.
I wasn't.
I was raised in the Assemblies of God my whole life, so my answer to what is the
and
Holy Spirit
so
is,
it's been very, very enlightening.
It's the Holy Spirit.
First, I hated it because I was like,
why do you speak in tongues? Because when
the
Holy Spirit comes on you, that's what you do.
I'm not prepared.
These aren't, I mean,
I wasn't.
It's true, but these
I was raised in the Assemblies of God my whole life,
so my answer to what is the Holy Spirit is, it's the
and
Holy
so
Spirit.
Walking through this time in my life.
Why do you speak in tongues? Because when the Holy Spirit comes on you, that's
there
what you
has
do.
To be some understanding
these aren't,
and some explanation
I mean,
to the Holy
that's
Spirit.
True, but these
for
aren't necessarily answers that I can
want
give them
in
and experience
they
it for
don't,
themselves.
They don't have a frame of
we have to be able to explain it.
And so,
now that doesn't mean we can
this
explain
time in my life
the Holy Spirit in its entirety so that everyone
has
goes,
to
okay,
be
I see some
start
understanding
the Holy Spirit.
I get it.
No,
for us to,
I think
ever
any
want
of us that have lived this life
in
the text, you'll never fully understand this.
We have to be able to
or God,
it.
For that matter.
Now, that doesn't mean
every
we can
day
explain
is about understanding
it in its entirety so that everyone goes,
okay,
Spirit,
I see, start to finish
walk
the Holy
with
Spirit.
But
I get it.
There are no. some practical truths.
I think any of us that have lived this life in the text,
you'll never fully understand
this,
the Holy Spirit or God, for that matter.
At least decrease the
every day is about understanding a new aspect.
Is it okay that I use that word?
I put that in my notes, and my wife's like, you may want to stay away from the word weird.
There are some practical
truths. It has a negative connotation.
But
some
in my
applications
opinion,
that we can
if you've never
talk
experienced
about,
the Holy Spirit,
that
it's weird.
At least
that's
decrease
the best word
the
to
weirdness.
Describe it. If someone just randomly
okay
starts speaking gibberish,
I put that
that's
in my notes.
Weird.
And my wife's like, "You may
most
want to stay
of the
away
time,
from
those
the word
are
weird.
Homeless."
Crazy
people.
Context.
That's the people that we see opinion, speaking gibberish.
So when you see people in suits
it's weird.
Doing the same thing,
the
you're like,
word to
what is wrong with these people?
If someone just randomly
you know, I have a
starts
coworker
speaking
who's
gibberish,
very, very vocal,
that's weird.
She's very honest
most
with
of the
me
time,
about
those are homeless.
The things that she's seen.
Crazy
she
people. That's the
and
people that we see speaking
church.
Gibberish. So when you see people in suits doing the same thing, you're like,
and she
what
has
is wrong with these people?
She now is an agnostic.
You know, I have a coworker who's very, very vocal,
be,
and she's very
kinda,
honest with me about the
it.
Things that she's seen.
But,
she was raised.
She just has issues.
Or
she's
a,
like, what's with the hands on the foreheads and people
church.
Falling over? It's very,
and she
very
has issues.
Odd. She now is an
and
agnostic.
I think
we,
or at least that's what
as
she claims
believers
to be,
in that,
I kind of
understand
she's not. I think she's kind of
that people think it's weird.
But
I think
coming
she just has issues
with truth.
She's like, what's with the hands on the foreheads and people falling over?
Because
it's very, very
in all
odd.
Complete honesty, until I could see
and
it from another perspective
we,
than my
as
own,
believers in that,
I didn't
have to
understand
it fully.
That
and I was ill-equipped to talk to anybody about it.
I think coming to terms with
I think
that truth
that's as the
allows us
church,
to see it from a different
fail.
Perspective.
When we can't explain
because
what
in all complete honesty, until I could see it from another perspective than my
and
own,
and then we wonder why
I didn't understand
nobody
it
wants to be a part of it.
And I was ill-equipped
you know,
to talk to anybody.
I know the youth have had this experience,
and
back me up on this. You ever invited a friend?
Fail.
Is when we can't explain what
and
we
inevitably
to
you invite a friend and guess what day it is
and then we wonder why nobody
you
wants
get
to
that
be part
friend
it.
It's that guy you've been working
you know,
on at work
I think
it's
that friend
I know
from
the
school
the one you're like oh thank you finally said
you
yes,
invited
you'll come
a
to church with me we go by his house we
and
pick
inevitably
him up on Sunday morning
you invite a friend
he
and guess what day it is
he's dressed nice speaking from my own
you get that friend it's that guy you've been working on at work
church
friend from school the one you're like oh thank
he finally said yes he'll come to church with me
praise
we go by his house we pick him up on Sunday
the
morning.
Drummer's awesome.
He doesn't look ridiculous. He's dressed nice. Speaking from my own experience.
I'm pulling a plug in there.
Like,
myself.
Okay, cool.
I'm
going to church.
I'm
grab some kolaches.
It's a great morning.
Do what I can to advocate.
Praise and worship starts up. There's a band.
But
the drummer's awesome.
We got him.
Worship's great. Looks great. Awesome.
And inevitably, that
I'm pulling
the day
plug in there
the
for
Holy
myself.
Spirit
I'm practically in an aquarium.
You know that,
I have to
the normal service
do what
plans.
I can to
let's just throw that
to advocate.
Right.
Let's Jericho march. We got her. Worship's great, looks great, awesome. All right?
And inevitably, that's
I have a very, very specific experience with this. You know, I had a friend,
the normal
same
service
she had
planned,
in church, we're in the middle of church, and back
it.
In the old right. days, and I say old days,
let's
like
Jericho
a Dominion
March.
Church, our song was Ancient of Days.
You knew. Right?
I have a very,
you
very
knew.
Specific experience
because
with this.
It was
friend,
waiting on the
came to church,
keys and on the
organ,
and all of a sudden,
in the old days, and I say old days, like of Dominion Church,
and it was one of the
our song was Ancient of Days. You knew.
And
you
then
knew.
Here it comes.
Because it was waiting
you heard
on
the
first
and
your life.
Keys
and
on the organs,
days,
and all of a sudden
you practically stood up
you
on command.
You would pass that look.
Because here we go.
And it
we're
was one
march.
Of these.
There's gonna be a Jericho march, there's gonna be a message in tongues, there's gonna be a Holy Spirit takeover. Somebody's
and
gonna get prophesied over. Somebody's life's gonna get
and
changed.
As soon as
I'm
you
not
heard
the first and
you're counting
like, any of
days,
this,
please don't misunderstand.
You practically
me
stood up on command. Because here we go. We're
but
gonna
you
march.
Knew it was gonna be a
there's
crazy
gonna be a Jericho
day.
March.
And
there's
for those that follow the Holy Spirit,
there's gonna be a Holy Spirit takeover.
What
somebody's gonna
get
prophesied over. Somebody's
but
life's gonna
for
get
me,
changed.
Little
I'm
old
not
me and my friend
who has
any
no idea what church was about sitting next to me.
I thought, oh God.
Oh Lord.
But you knew it was gonna be a crazy day.
And then my fear
and
goes
for those
from don't
let the
Holy
Spirit
take over to
yes,
please Lord,
what,
don't let Pastor
great.
Call him out in the middle of service.
But for me, little old me and my friend who has no idea what church is about sitting
all,
next to me,
I thought,
experience.
Oh God. Oh Lord.
It's something we can attest to.
And then my fear goes from don't let the Holy Spirit take over to
our job,
don't let Pastor Greg call him out in the middle of
service. Is not to deter them from encountering that, but to be able to provide
I think we've
some
all
background
had
to
that explanation.
Excellent.
Because the truth
it's something
is,
we can attest to.
And I
we
want to
share what we know.
We want to share what
our
we've
job
seen.
At that point
we are
is literal
witnesses
is not
of
to
the
deter
power
them from
the
encountering that, but to be
that's
able to
right.
provide
because
some
we have
experienced
it
firsthand.
Excellent.
Because
you
the truth
can't
is,
tell me the Holy Spirit doesn't exist.
We want to share what
you can't
we know.
Tell me God
we
doesn't
share what
we've
seen.
You can't tell me
we
he
are literal witnesses.
He doesn't do miracles. He doesn't
of the power
filling of
the
Holy Spirit is fake.
Right.
I know because
we
I've
have experienced
seen.
It firsthand.
You know, I told a coworker the other day
tell me
we were having a discussion about divine intervention.
You can't
and
tell me God doesn't
change.
You know, I believe
you
in
God,
but
you can't tell me
He
doesn't
heal.
Kind of he
doesn't
do
miracles.
He
doesn't
interfere.
No,
filling
with
of the Holy Spirit.
Faith.
I said, see, I disagree.
I know
with
because
that.
I've seen it.
Okay, well, on what basis?
You know, I told
okay,
a coworker the other day
we were having
a discussion about divine intervention,
and he was of the impression.
You know, I believe in God, but I think God kind of just started us on this earth,
and
then
He doesn't interfere.
With our lives.
It's not based
said,
on these theological truths. I pieced together
okay,
this
well, on
statement.
What basis?
No,
okay,
well, I've
seen
God
it.
Literally intervene.
Right.
And that's the kind of encounter that we should be looking for. That
you
we
can't
should
tell
encourage
me
others to have.
He doesn't intervene.
But if we can't
it's not
get
based
the
on
long
these
long
theological
to
truths,
God.
I pieced together this statement. No, it's I've
how
seen
can we expect
it. I've witnessed it.
Right.
And that's the kind of encounter that we should be looking for.
Firstly, we have to understand
and
make
peace with
others to have.
The Holy Spirit's weird.
But if we can't get them in the door long enough to encounter God, and
how can
secondly,
we
have to kind of understand who the Holy Spirit is.
There's a lot of different things.
Firstly, we have to understand and make peace with the Holy Spirit's reference to that.
Baptized
in
the Spirit's a phrase we have
quite a bit.
Have you guys talked about that in past weeks about how
secondly
the
baptism
kind of
the Holy
understand
is
kind of symbolic in the same way that
there's a lot of different
is.
Things in scripture
water baptism you're
the
saved
Holy Spirit's reference
and
it's expression
baptized
it's an outward
symbol
phrase,
of
quite a
you
bit
baptized into Christ
have you guys
Holy
talked
Spirit
about
being
that in past weeks about how
the Holy Spirit and it's
the baptism of the Holy Spirit is kind of symbolic in the same way that water
baptism
is. I don't want to jump ahead of what you guys just covered. I don't want to assume
expression it's an outward symbol of you being baptized
but also in Acts we see the Spirit coming
falling
upon,
baptized
we
Holy
see
Spirit, and it's that activating within you.
We see him referred to as the gift.
Is that about correct?
A lot of times.
Okay.
I don't want to jump
ahead
of
thing
about
of
what you guys have covered. I don't want
to
assume
is it
too
implies
much.
That we have to receive it.
But also in
for
Acts,
me to
we
gift
see the
something
coming
falling upon
is
we
great,
see
but unless I,
the
that someone receives
we see
that
gift,
as the gift,
then it's useless.
A lot of times.
A gift by
and
its very
the
nature
interesting
is
thing
put into
about
action
being referred to as a gift is it implies that
I
we
could
have
buy
to
something
it.
Intending to give it to my wife, but if it stays
for me
in the
to gift
floorboard
something
car,
to someone
it does me
is,
no good.
Is great, but unless I, that someone
if
receives
I bought a
that
birthday
gift,
present
or a Valentine's Day present and left
it by its very nature
in the car, then
I'm sleeping on the couch because it
didn't
serve something intending to give it to my wife.
See what I mean? And
then
the Holy Spirit's that way.
It does me no good.
It's a gift, but unless we
if
actively
I bought a birthday
it,
present or a Valentine's Day present
useless.
And left it in the car, then I'm sleeping on the
couch.
I do find
that interesting
because
that
it didn't serve its purpose.
The interesting thing to notice
see what I mean?
Is not
and
one
the
of these
terms
that
way.
Fully conveys all that the experience
it's a gift, but unless
Holy
we
is.
Actively take it,
they just don't.
Right. Because
it's useless.
For those of you that are filled with the Holy Spirit,
and I think that's something
words
I
cannot
I do
convey
find that
all that the Holy Spirit
that way.
I mean, that's,
the interesting thing to notice is not one of these terms fully conveys.
They're
simply metaphors conveying
the idea
that the recipients are thoroughly dominated
for those of you that are filled with the Holy Spirit.
by the Spirit.
Words cannot convey already dwells all the Holy Spirit is. I mean, that's
with all of these various names,
very simply.
They're simply metaphors conveying the Holy Spirit is the empowering
the
recipients are thoroughly
God that we
receive
or when we decide to follow Christ, Spirit,
and which
activates upon our elected willingness
with all of these various names,
very simply. Now that's how the assemblies of God
very simply the Holy Spirit is the empowering prepackaged
that's the
of
way
God
we
that
define,
we receive
is
when we
decide
true,
to follow
very,
Christ,
good,
and which activates upon our elected willingness.
But try saying that to somebody who doesn't.
Now that's how
the Spirit
and I think
God
defines it. That's their crystallized.
The key that I want you to pick up on is the very end. Our elected willingness
to
open ourselves
up to
it. And it's a very simple way to say it.
It's a reception.
But try saying that to somebody who doesn't know
the Holy Spirit. And
the thing to note about our generation, and that's kind of what
the key that I want you to pick up on is the very end.
Our elected willingness
to open ourselves up
to my generation and kind of the youth. It's a reception.
As opposed to, or not
as
opposed to, receive it just like
in the direction of how they see the Holy Spirit.
The thing to note about our generation, and that's kind of what
the older generation, I'm not calling any of you
old, is kind of talk a little bit about
my generation, that's
kind of the youth. As opposed to, or not as opposed to,
I know some of you,
in the direction of how
some
they
of you
see
may
the
be
Spirit.
Old chronologically,
but maybe not.
The older generation.
You know,
I'm not calling any of you old.
So that's
I didn't say
issue.
That. If you feel but, old, that's you. Deal with that.
I got off topic. Joey's
I know
nice.
Some of you, some of you may be old chronologically, but maybe not. You know, you may feel pretty youthful. So that's your own issue. But,
I got off topic. Joey's
that
smiling.
Kind of a statement we can't
throw
me off.
Yeah, we can't just throw out.
We can't just say Holy Spirit is the empowering aspect of God that when we receive, we decide to follow Christ.
That's true. It's very true.
But that kind of a statement we can't just.
I think the interesting thing is
Holy Spirit.
This
is the
generation,
aspect of God
believe
that
it or not,
receive,
is very very
Christ.
Open to the Holy Spirit.
That's true.
It's very true.
Very very open.
If
you don't,
it.
If you have an issue with that, come to our youth prayer,
the interesting
led by
thing
Steve
is,
Holland.
You want to see kids pray?
This generation,
come check that out.
Believe it or not, is very, very
I remember
open
as a kid, I hated
prayer.
Sometimes going to prayer meetings because they were
very,
so
very
boring.
Open.
It was so hard to pray
if
for
you
an
don't,
hour.
If you have an issue with
I realize
come to
now
our youth
that
prayer,
I'm a little bit older
led by
and
Steve
a
Weiser.
It's because
you
want to
see kids pray?
Come check that
listening
out.
Listening to Steve
I,
talk
I remember
to
as a kid, I
get
hated
these kids
sometimes
easily
going to pray
for
an hour.
So much
so
that
boring.
An hour seems
it was
like
so hard
it
to pray
fast.
For an
hey,
hour.
Can we go another hour?
I realized now that I'm a little bit older
the kind
and a little
of
wiser
that exists.
It's because I wasn't doing it right.
It's not a question of
listening
there not being
to
this,
Steve
this hunger.
Talk to these kids.
Look at today's society.
To
look at the younger culture.
So much so that an
the
hour seems like
the increase
in Islam, Hinduism, and all these other religions. We've
that's
seen a
the
huge
kind of hunger
increase
that
over the last decade in these religions within
it's not
the
a question
States.
Of there not
because
being
this,
this
increase
hunger.
And look
people
at today's
society.
Look at the younger
immigrants
culture.
Coming in with it.
The
it's because there's an
increase in Islam and Hinduism and all these other religions
greater than
huge increase over the last decade in these religions within the United States.
I think the case is 30, 40 years ago.
It was all about self
and people
the empowerment
out
of self.
Out of
and
country,
I think about 10, 20 years ago,
it.
People realized
it's because there's an increased openness
just not good enough.
And desire for
there is
something
bigger
greater than
there.
This human experience.
There is.
And that's a great
I think,
truth.
I think
the
case is
30, 40 years ago, it was all about self.
A
it was the empowerment of
sometimes
self. And I think about 10, 20 years ago, people realized
Jesus,
they
self
like
Jesus.
It's just not good enough.
They don't like Christians.
There is something bigger. Out there,
and that's there is.
It's a very, very
and that's
sad
a great
truth.
The book that came
is,
out a few years back. It's a great book, and I recommend it.
Sometimes when people
called, they
see
like
Jesus,
but not the church.
They like Jesus, they don't like Christians.
And it's the entire book is a collection
and
of
that's,
interviews.
It's a
that
very,
this
very
sad
did.
Truth.
That
a book that
just
came out a few years back.
Don't
it's,
go to church,
it's a great book,
asking
and
their
I recommend
opinions
it.
On Christ.
Called They Like
church,
Jesus, but not the church.
And the consensus comes to that people are genuinely
and it's,
okay
the
with
entire book
the
is a collection
of
interviews
of
that this pastor did.
The spiritual
did,
aspect,
that
they believed
that
he
was
a great
guy,
don't go to church,
that he had a lot of good things.
Christ,
he,
they even would follow his teachings.
Church,
the problem is their
experiences and the consensus
with
comes
those
to that people
are
genuinely
his
okay
followers,
the
Christians,
and the concept
were
of
so negative that they
the
drove
spiritual
them away.
Aspect, they believed that he was
and
a great
shame
guy,
on us for leaving
that
behind.
That he had a lot of good things.
If you're here too,
even
would
follow
his
teachings.
The problem is their experiences with
what your church is known for
in the
community.
His followers, the Christians,
I pray that I am
so negative
that they drove
them away.
That would drive someone away.
And shame on us for leaving
from
that
the
behind.
Church.
I hope that
if
you
hear
2 weeks
church
ago,
in general should be
something
that drives you too. They should see
enough
what your church is known
of a change,
for in the
enough of a difference in you that
I pray that
them,
I am not
that
known
that's what gets them to come into this place
that
because
would drive
there's something
away
different about each
from the
and
church.
Every one
I
of
hope
us
that
makes them
want
to know
okay,
the church in general
more.
Should be something that drives them too.
Because that's where you have it.
Enough of a change, enough of a difference.
If there's something powerful enough that draws them,
that's what gets them to come into this place, because there's something different about each and every one of us that makes them want to know, okay, I've got to know more. Because that's where you have
a place to where God can change.
If, because if there's something powerful enough in you for them to see it,
then they want
to
know more about it.
Is enough to create willingness
in another,
pursuit
needs. Is openness and willingness.
You can get it to a place to where
like
God
like I said
can
earlier, if you've had an encounter
because
with God,
if it's
you
openness
can't
and willingness,
it.
If my life is enough
to
create
to
willingness
they,
you know,
and openness and another, can encounter it.
That's all God needs.
But if the fruit of our life is so negative,
like I said earlier, if you've had an encounter with God, you can't question
put up
it.
Between
Jesus
and
we,
others,
we've got to get them
people
to a place
that don't
where
know
they,
him,
you know, people
we're that
where they can encounter it. But if the fruit
and
of our life
is,
so
negative,
is the chief oversight,
that there's this barrier
the
put up between
of
Jesus and others,
we've got
people
that
don't know him.
We're that
how
barrier.
Many times have we talked, have you seen churches that have closed
their
doors?
This to me is a,
is
not
the
enough people
chief
would oversight. Tithes are an issue. You know, you can't pay the bills, you can't keep the lights on. Man, if
we
could only
just
get more
people
that
to show up.
How many times
how
have
often
we talked
is there an evaluation of, well, what are we putting
close
out there?
Their doors? Because
not
I'm not saying
people
it's always the case,
show
but
up.
That to me
tithes
has to be
are
a consideration.
Issue. You know, you can't pay the bills, can't keep the lights
anyway,
on. Man, if we could only just get more people to show up.
But like I said, this generation, it's
how
it's
often
looking,
is there an
it's
evaluation
looking,
of, well,
looking,
what are we putting out there?
And the reason I bring that up is because
I'm not saying it's always the
that
case,
she,
but
that to me has to be
gotten. She's kind of told me her story.
She was raised in the
anyway,
she was raised in a Pentecostal church.
But like I said, this
generation,
no one ever took the time to explain it to her.
It was just kind of, well,
and the reason I bring that up is because this coworker that I mentioned,
okay, well, I don't understand that. What do you mean
closer we've got, she's kind of told me.
Well, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
she was raised in church. She was raised in a Pentecostal church. Was around tongues.
Well, what's
no one ever took the time to explain it to her.
Oh, it's called explaining
kind of,
well, that's what happens when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you.
It overpowers you when you fall down.
What do you mean speaking in tongues? Well, when the Holy Spirit comes upon
you,
then you
explain that, because you're now telling me that this deity comes upon you.
Well, what's the whole people
and
falling
you fall
down
over.
Oh, it's called slain in the spirit.
Like those
when
were
the
kind
spirit
of answers that
you,
she was given.
It overpowers
and it
you
when
be very
fall
jaded.
Down.
The furthering
right,
issue of
can you
that,
kind of explain
of
that?
Because you're now telling me that this
fruit.
Deity comes upon you.
Baptism
and
the Holy
you
Spirit.
Fall over.
I think this is where people
like those were the kind of answers that she was given.
We miss it.
And
it causes
you to be very
jaded.
It's everybody.
The furthering issue
of
that,
the baptism
of
the Holy Spirit doesn't
stop with speaking in other tongues.
Baptism in the Holy Spirit, and I think this is
speaking
what
in other tongues is the initial empirical
we
indication.
And I say we because
you want to know if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit? Did you speak in tongues?
Is
like if the baptism
yes,
of the Holy
tongues,
doesn't fill
the Holy Spirit
with
you've been
speaking
baptized
in the Holy Spirit.
Great.
Speaking in other tongues,
the problem
is the initial
we stop empirical indication,
and we continue to live our
you
life.
You
want to
know if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit?
Out
did
our
you
salvation.
Speak in like if
yes, you're
working
speaking
in
tongues,
some speaking
Holy
in
Spirit.
Tongues in there.
You've
and
been baptized.
We feel like we've got it.
And the problem
the
is there are three, there
great.
Are four other aspects of
the
problem
Holy
Spirit
is
that
we stop miss,
and we continue
and
to live
it's
our life
as if
working out our salvation.
It's almost like if you
working in some speaking in tongues in there, and we feel like we've got
the
it.
Other side
and the problem
dull,
is there are three, there are four
and
other
kind of
aspects
missing
of the Holy Spirit that
aspects.
We completely miss.
And it's almost as if
part of that is openness.
It's almost like
to
if you sharpen
a sword on
what I mean
on
by that is side. The Holy Spirit. We know
the other side
allows
dull,
for a much higher
nothing.
Occurrence of the gifts,
and we're
the
kind
Spirit
of missing those
that are outlined
aspects.
In 1 Corinthians. We're talking about miracles, healings.
Part of
the
that is openness
to spiritual.
The really tangible, like
okay, what I mean
that
by that
is
God.
The Holy Spirit. We know
if
allows for a much higher
the
occurrence
service,
of the gifts of the Spirit.
I don't think there's any denying that something
Corinthians
just has. We're talking about miracles, healing,
you know, and the prophetic.
The sad part is we lack
the really
that.
Tangible, like okay, that.
I mean,
has
this,
to be
this
God.
Girl I work with, she.
If somebody's
when I
arm
her,
grows back,
the
in
miracle
of service,
you know, miraculous healing.
I don't think
happen.
There's any denying that something just happened.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
And the.
The sad
I mean,
part
is
place
we
we've
lack
got
that.
Is that it's a story from long ago.
I mean, this girl that I work with.
Oh, that happened
she,
in Bible days.
When
but
I told her
still happen
the miracle,
now.
You know, miraculous healings do happen. No,
well,
don't.
Yeah, it does.
No, they don't.
And
yeah,
I'm convinced that
them.
If a church
no,
can get
I mean,
to a place
got,
where those things are actively
it's a story
occurring
from long ago,
how much easier
oh, that
can the Holy Spirit do His work?
But that doesn't still happen now.
Because, like I said earlier, there is no doubting.
Yeah, it does.
No arm, arm. And I'm convinced
that
if a church can get to a place
have troubles
where those
with your
things
faith?
Are actively
see a miracle.
Occurring. Yeah. How much
see somebody
easier
raised
can the
from
Holy
the dead?
That'll
work.
Change your life.
Because,
you know,
like
I mean,
I said earlier,
there
these
is
are
no doubting
these things that
no arm,
it's almost
arm.
As if we make it so much
you
harder
can't
for
doubt
ourselves.
That.
The church have troubles with your faith, limitations on themselves, that if we would just
see somebody raised from the dead, that'll change your life.
Line it up right, we would see.
You know, I mean, there are, these are obvious things that
the openness,
it's almost as if we make it so much harder for ourselves
to come back on a Wednesday.
The church has put so many limitations on themselves
in the last few weeks.
Get a few things right,
and kind of line it up right, we would see. I mean, over the last four,
because the openness,
4 weeks,
and the willingness
we've, you know, fine arts and missions trips, there's been kind of some off.
To come back on a Wednesday night,
worship
and
last
to see
week
when
God
the
moved.
Service
started
the last
at 7.
Weeks,
worship was supposed to go from 7 to 7:20.
It's been unparalleled.
It ended at 8:20.
I mean, over the last four,
because
four
the Holy
weeks,
Spirit,
you know, fine arts and missions trips.
And it was a big thing to say that because I know
worship last
Clint
week
and John were
supposed to speak that night, and they
started
had this really well prepared
thing.
They
were ready
to go.
And Clint even told me afterwards how reluctant he was to let it go because he's like, I really wanted to speak.
Because the Holy Spirit fell.
The Holy Spirit
and it
had
was
other
a big
plans.
Thing to say that because I know Pastor
2 weeks
Clint
before
and
that,
John
a very
were
similar
to that night.
And they
worship
had this really
well prepared
thing. They were ready to go.
Around 7:30.
And Clint even told me afterwards how reluctant he was to let it go because he's like, I really wanted to speak.
That, worship started at 7 o'clock.
The Holy Spirit had
it
other
ended
plans.
Ended at about 7:20.
2 weeks before that,
I think Clint
a very similar
spoke for
occurrence.
About 10
worship
minutes.
Started
spoke,
7 o'clock.
And then
supposed to end around 7:30.
And went 45 minutes.
8:10, it ended.
That's what we're
3 weeks before
you.
That.
And we're not the
worship
only ones that are,
7 o'clock
that are a scene.
And
you look at about 7:20.
Movements like the Jesus
Culture
movement.
I think Clint spoke
movement,
for about 10 minutes.
Playing.
They're
playing,
spoke,
packing out
and
thousands of students that are coming
started,
into these conferences
45 minutes.
Because they are hungry for something different.
That's what we're seeing in youth.
And we're not the only ones
there.
That are seeing this. You look at,
but if we've put up so
like
many
Jesus
restrictions and
movement,
walls
that
nobody
wants
out there
to
playing,
get,
they're
past
playing, packing out
to
thousands
Jesus.
Of students that are coming into these conferences because they are hungry for
we've
something
limited
different.
What God can do.
The desire is there.
In conjunctions, with,
but
in conjunctions,
if we've
put
up
with
so
the
many
the Spirit,
restrictions
the fruit
and walls
Spirit.
That nobody wants
and
to
I know
get past
if you've been in church at all,
Jesus.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness,
we've limited what God can do.
Self-control.
That's the hard one.
In conjunctions, right? In conjunctions,
yeah,
excuse me, with the gifts of the Spirit, there's
right.
The fruit of the Spirit.
Okay. I needed my,
I
need
my,
if you've been in
church
wise, at all,
love,
joy,
God,
peace, patience, kindness,
I didn't
gentleness,
create one,
goodness,
right?
Sleepy, dopey,
dog,
self-control,
gopher.
That's the hard one, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the hard one. Did I get them all?
There's
them all,
the
right?
Fruit of the Spirit.
Okay. And again, that's an aspect
of
the Holy Spirit.
You missed it.
Fruit of the
Spirit.
Sleepy, dopey,
it's an aspect of the Holy Spirit that we sometimes
leave out.
Believe that?
I don't know.
If
there's
you can
fruit
speak
of
in
Spirit.
Tongues, great. And again, that's an aspect
have love,
of the Holy
you're not
Spirit.
Joyful,
if you're not fruit peaceful,
of the Spirit.
If you don't have self-control, it's an aspect of the Holy Spirit.
Then are you doing it right?
We leave out.
I
if
I
you can speak in tongues, great.
And,
but
and
if,
like
I said,
you don't
I
have
include
love,
myself on this because
if you're not joyful,
if you're not peaceful,
if you don't have self-control,
in preparing for this, I had to stop and think, wow, what fruit of the
then
Spirit
are you doing it right?
Display.
Because if you've ever taught a lesson, you'll know that you learn more.
And
like I said,
I'm
preparing myself
on this.
You could have learned listening to it,
and it made me stop.
In preparing for this, I had to stop and think. Wow, what fruit of the Spirit do I display?
We have missed it.
Because if you've ever taught a lesson, you'll know that you learn more in preparing that lesson than you could have learned listening to it. And it made me stop and think.
Forgive me for hindering what could have been somebody's.
We
encounter
missed you,
and. I had to stop and ask my
it
wife.
Was scary
to
me to think
how many of the people
like, God,
in my life had I been
instrumental
in
keeping
for
from
hindering
experiencing
what could have been
somebody's
great.
Encounter with you
because they saw something in me that turned them away from it.
It was scary to me to think how many of the people in my
back
life
back to the coworker that I have she
been instrumental in
kind of along it with this. She was telling me there was a story.
Something
she was dating a guy in this church, same church,
because they saw something
and
in me that.
She she's got tattoos and stuff like that, but she keeps them hidden.
Back
well,
to the coworker that I have, she
and his parents
kind
of
along
it
with this.
She was telling me there was a story.
Where,
she was
talking
dating
about
church,
how
same church.
And they don't understand this world.
She she's got
tattoos
and stuff like that, but
it's
she
just
keeps
all
them
sin.
Hidden.
Well, she was at his house. One
those
day.
People are going to hell.
And his parents
and
some friends
pray
of
that
theirs,
God has mercy.
Deacons
on
from the church were
and she's sitting in the midst of this.
They don't
dating
understand
almost
this world
engaged
nature.
To their son
how
thinking
tattoos,
well
it's just all sin.
This is interesting.
Those people are going to hell.
So they're
and
having
they
this conversation.
They're
talking about how it's just it's all wrong.
And she's sitting in the midst of this.
You know, I pray God has
dating
mercy
almost
on them,
engaged to their son,
which
thinking,
that in and of
well,
itself is a whole nother sermon.
This is interesting.
The fact that sometimes God is more willing to give more mercy.
So they're
than
having
we
this
are.
Conversation. They're talking about how it's just it's all wrong.
Ask my wife.
I pray
I've
God
had
has
many
mercy
a diatribe. Which that in and of itself is a whole nother sermon.
What is wrong with people?
The fact that sometimes God
gives more mercy
than we do,
and he has more right to demand
than we do. We often forget that we had to be shown mercy at one point, too.
I've had many a diatribe.
Somehow we can ask for it and seek it and want to receive it, but we can't give it out.
God gives more mercy than we do, and he has more right to demand than we do. We often forget that.
Here's my coworker Leslie. Sitting in the midst of her future in-laws telling them how tattoos are a sin.
Somehow we can ask for it and seek it and want to receive it, but we can't give it out.
So she keeps quiet, doesn't say anything.
Anyway, like I
said, about a year later, she's married, sitting with their same in-laws.
Here's my coworker Leslie. Sitting in the midst of her future in-laws telling them how tattoos are a sin and she's going to hell.
They're going to hell. They're
not knowing the situation.
So she keeps quiet, doesn't say anything.
And she says, about
a year later, she's married, sitting with their same in-laws.
Yeah.
She's tattoos come up again.
Three or four.
Oh, well, let me see.
She shows them.
They're going to hell. They're so misled.
And
I just wish they'd get it right.
And she says, well, you know, I have tattoos.
And she, you know, her response naturally was, well, what about the whole sin?
Three or four.
Oh, well, you're different.
Oh, well, let me see.
And so she shows them.
Oh, well, you're different.
Well, those are just lovely.
This is her impression of Christians.
And she, you know, her response naturally was, well, what about the whole sin hell thing?
Oh, well, you're different.
She doesn't like them. Doesn't like us.
Because if
that's the kind of things that she's seen, why would she?
I don't blame her.
This is her impression.
I told her, I was like, if I had met all those types of people,
which
I've met a few, but if those had been the core influences upon my life, I wouldn't like Christians either. And I'll be honest,
because
I don't like
Christians
a lot of times.
She's seen.
I see things as my wife. I see things that I'm like.
I told her, I was like, if I had met all those types of people.
You're ruining it for the rest of us.
Which I've met a few, but if those have been the core influences upon my life, I wouldn't like
how many things are done in the name of Christianity.
I don't like you as a Christian are like,
oh, please don't bring our name into this.
I see things as my wife. I see things that I'm like, you know, the picketers.
You're ruining it for the rest of us.
How many times have you seen that on the news?
Right?
Jesus hates gays.
How many things are done in the name of Christianity that you as a Christian are like,
oh, please don't bring our name into this?
I'm sure he's probably saying the same thing.
Leave me out of this.
Picketers.
You've left me out of everything else. Why bring me into this?
Is that the best way to go about that?
But that's where we live in this.
I'm sure he's probably saying the same thing.
Leave me out of this.
Diminishing why other
you've left me out of everything else. Why bring me into this?
And worldliness and this do whatever you want kind of attitude is flourishing.
Well,
but that's where we live in. And like I said, we wonder why
hypocrisy
is diminishing, why other religions are flourishing,
gossip,
why sin and worldliness
backbiting?
And this do whatever you want kind
of
attitude is flourishing. Well,
I thank
God for churches like Dominion.
What's the alternative?
Because as a child, I was shown, hey, there's a way that can be done right.
Bitterness?
It can,
gossip?
It can work. Good
backbiting?
Christians do exist.
Well, no, nobody wants to be a part of
it. And
that.
The Holy Spirit can be ministered in
I
such
thank
a
God
way
for churches like Dominion.
This.
Because
kooky,
as a child,
weird,
I was shown,
thing that
hey,
people
there's a
do
way that
because
can be
that's
done
what
right.
they believe. It's something
it can,
that empowers
work.
Them to walk differently.
Good
something
Christians
that
do
causes
exist.
The fruit of the Spirit to flourish in their
and
lives
the Holy
so
Spirit
much
can
so that other people
in such
can
a way
see it. It's not this
and want
kooky,
be like that.
Weird thing that people do
that's
because
just,
that's what they believe. It's something that empowers them.
The interesting thing
to walk differently. It's something
it talks
that
about
causes
the
fruit of the Spirit to flourish in their lives so much so that other people can see it.
And like I said earlier, if you
heard
there was a church
like
doing miracles, you would want, wouldn't you want to be a part of that?
But that's just me.
Don Axley, the missionary, talked about a couple weeks ago that
the interesting thing
is known as the church
about
that does miracles.
Is it talks
and
about
even
that
the doctors
has
encouraged the church
and
should be sought after.
You know, he told the story about.
And like I said earlier, if you heard there was a church doing miracles, you would want, wouldn't you want to be a part of that?
That church is a church that does miracles.
Missionary talked about a couple weeks ago that his church is known as
I
the
want
church
to be known as
miracles.
That.
And even the doctors will refer
how,
to it that way.
I hate to say it, but how easy would it be
story
to
about the
evangelists
to spread
the, said, well,
the witness, the encounter that,
that church
we have,
is a church
if you could,
that does miracles, go see that.
If God's doing miracles through you.
I want to be known as that.
If you knew, if you had a friend, a coworker
how,
who's dealing with cancer,
I hate to say, but
which
how
I'm sure we
easy
all know somebody who's
not saved that has some sort of
to
need.
Spread
if you knew
the
witness,
the encounter
that,
that
we
all
have,
you had to do
could,
was get them in this building,
God's
and God would touch them and supernaturally change their life.
If you knew,
wouldn't you do it?
If you had a friend, a coworker who's dealing with
so
cancer,
let's create
which I'm
that.
Sure we all know somebody who's
let's
not saved that
let's make this
has
place
some
a place that
need.
That happens.
If you knew beyond a
Scripture
shadow of a doubt that all
up,
you had to do was get them in this
Christ
building,
himself
and God would touch them and supernaturally change their life.
You can interpret that. I've heard a lot of different.
Do it?
Oh, it's numerical. Oh, it's literal.
So let's create
I don't care
that.
What it is. Greater things.
Let's make this place a place
it's
that
the miraculous.
Happens.
Right. Scripture backs it up.
I don't care if I do one miracle in my
Christ
whole life.
Christ himself
I
said greater
perform
things
one
than
miracle
shall you
on
do.
Somebody.
And you can
interpret
change
that
their life.
Their
different.
Testimony
oh,
changes somebody else's life.
Oh, it's literal.
Job done.
I don't care what it is. Greater things. It's the miraculous.
Right.
I don't care if I do one miracle
the next aspect
my whole life.
Of the Holy
if
Spirit
I perform one miracle on somebody and it changes their life and their testimony
again,
changes somebody else's
the fruit
life,
of the Spirit, if
job
he
done.
Is the Holy Spirit, then being filled with him or striving to actively pursue the Holy Spirit should yield
the next aspect
holiness.
Of the Holy Spirit is righteous
correct.
Living.
I mean, Holy Spirit,
again,
and
in
if
line
I'm
with
filled
the
Spirit,
with the Holy Spirit,
he's the Holy some part of me should be filled
being
with
filled
holiness.
With him or striving to actively pursue the Holy Spirit,
plain and simple.
Yield.
So if you're
holiness.
Getting it right, then don't worry.
Correct?
Great. Right. You're on the right track.
I mean,
you're filled
Holy
with holiness.
Spirit,
make
and
rapture.
If I'm filled with the Holy Spirit.
And I throw that in there for teenagers because youth back me up on this. Sometimes your greatest fear is the rapture for a
plain
little while.
Simple.
Until you kind of
so if you're
getting
it right,
a little understanding
don't worry.
Every
right.
day was God
you're on the right track.
You make the
you're filled with holiness.
You know, and
make
right when I was a teenager and kid,
and
I throw that in there for
out.
Teenagers because, and what
youth
were those
apocalypse.
Back me up on this. Sometimes your greatest fear
you know,
is
you guys know what I'm talking about. The
kind of
revelation
type
movies.
And every day
I was just worried. I'd come downstairs one day and
you know, and right when I was a teenager and kid was when the Left Behind movies were coming out.
That was my greatest fear.
And what were those apocalypse?
Yeah.
You know, you guys know what I'm talking about.
In conjunction with the gifts of the Spirit,
the fruit of the Spirit are a byproduct of the life one day, and
they're
just clothes,
actively
displaying the fruit that's mentioned.
That was my greatest fear
then.
Be living
right.
Yeah, so
if you can look at your life with the
in conjunction with the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit are a byproduct of a life empowered by the Holy Spirit. A person actively displaying
in your life
the fruit
that's
mentioned in Galatians would then be living right.
Sorry, I'm proud of myself for that.
If you can look at your life or the people around you can attest to
that. If those around you can attest to that, then you're getting it right.
Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control are active
you're getting it right.
Did I get all nine? I got all nine right in a row, didn't I? That was slick.
We have to know that nothing
sorry, I'm proud of myself
instant
for that.
Or permanent holiness.
If those around you can
being
attest to that, then
the
you're
Holy
getting
Spirit,
it right.
Being baptized in the Holy Spirit
right.
does not
yes.
mean you're instantly holy.
You're getting it right.
Speaking in tongues isn't the end all, be all.
We
I'm
have
holy,
to know that
I'm
nothing
right.
produces instant
now
or
I just
got to
keep
holiness.
It up.
Right. It's not a maintenance
being filled
kind of
with
thing.
The Holy Spirit, being baptized
it's
in the Holy
continual
Spirit does not mean
it's
you're
like
education.
Holy.
The second you stop learning,
speaking in tongues isn't the
end
all,
be all. I'm holy, I have arrived. Now I just got to keep
about
it up. A pursuit of education.
It's not a
maintenance.
The Holy Spirit
kind of
is
thing.
The same way. A continual
it's a
pursuit
continual
of the Holy
learning.
Spirit will
it's like
ultimately bear continual
the second
fruit.
You stop learning as the second
if a tree
your
stops
life
growing, then it can't
stops.
Bear fruit.
Right.
So it
life
cycles.
Is about
it continually.
A pursuit of education.
It's
and
the Holy Spirit is the same way.
Bears fruit.
A continual pursuit
we're
of the Holy
thing.
Spirit will ultimately bear continual fruit.
And then lastly, in my opinion,
if a tree stops growing, then it can't bear fruit.
It's clearly
so
outlined
it
the Holy
cycles.
Spirit
it
provides power for witnessing because, let's be honest, sometimes that's a very nerve-wracking aspect of being a Christian.
And then lastly,
is,
in my opinion,
oh
one of the most important is the power for witnessing.
Good. It's clearly outlined the Holy Spirit
especially when you get questions,
because, let's
and
be honest,
prepared,
sometimes
which
that's
goes
a very
back to, like I said at the beginning,
nerve-wracking
aspect
enough to explain
of
it, then
being
how
a Christian
can you
is,
hope to explain it to somebody else?
Oh gosh.
I can remember growing up being
say?
Terrified somebody was going to ask me a very
especially
specific question
when you get
about
questions
and you're unprepared, which goes back to like I said, and that's
if
a lot
we don't understand
of
it
fears
among Christians,
it,
is they don't
then
speak
how
up about
can
their
you
faith because
explain it to somebody
what if somebody
else?
Asks me about it and I can't explain it?
I can
it,
remember
I'm gonna
growing up being terrified
and then
somebody was going to ask me a very specific
they're
question
think I'm weird.
About.
They're going to
think
Spirit
I don't know what I'm
about.
Talking about.
God,
these
and that's
are
a lot of
real
fears
among
Christians,
is they don't speak up about their faith because.
What if somebody asks me about it and I can't explain?
I would argue that
there are
fears
dumb.
Among all ages.
And then it'll probably yeah. undo
we
everything.
We all go
they're
through times
I'm weird.
When we don't want to speak up.
They're going to think I don't know what I'm
it's
talking
like you
about.
You don't want to ask a question
very,
because
very
you don't want to be
fears.
The guy who asks
and
a question that everybody's like, oh,
know that there are fears among the youth.
We get that way about our faith.
But I would argue that there are fears among
how,
all
I was,
ages.
I'll be perfectly honest. I was incredibly
we
intimidated
all go through times where we don't want to speak up.
As I learn more about
like you don't want to ask a question
because
you don't want to be the guy who asks a question
intelligent
that
type
like,
people
oh.
and stupid questions.
Just because that's the Holy
we
Spirit.
We get that way about our faith.
Those kind of answers aren't going
to
work with
how
that.
I was, it I'll be perfectly honest. I was incredibly intimidated
starting the job.
Thank God for it.
I
understand.
As I learn more about
no other good thing comes out of this
very, very intelligent type
it's that.
Just because that's the Holy Spirit, that's
life.
What he does,
but
kind of answers aren't
it's
work
that,
with
it's that. That it sharpened
it
my faith
me
to being
better.
Around those who don't
God
share my
it.
Faith.
I understand. If
again,
no
maybe another
lesson comes
another time,
job.
But if you're surrounded by only
it's
those
that.
Who believe like you believe, then mean
how much are you growing?
But it's that.
I think
that
all of us would benefit from getting
in
some sort of a situation
being around those
where
who
we
don't
are
share
challenged
my faith.
To seek more. We
again,
are challenged
maybe another
to
lesson
ask
for another time.
Ourselves.
But if you're surrounded
okay
by only those who believe like you believe, how much are you growing?
The Holy Spirit and witnessing are closely related. I think all of us would benefit from getting in some sort of a situation
to where we are challenged.
The intention is that
seeking.
All along with
we are
verbal proclamation,
ask questions of
evidences of God's
work, and I think
work,
it's okay
like the miracles,
to ask questions,
the healings, and things like that.
Should work adjacent or in conjunction.
The Holy
with
Spirit
acts
and witnessing are closely related throughout the Book of Acts, specifically.
Like I said,
the intention
earlier,
is that all along with verbal
place,
proclamation,
you didn't believe in God,
evidences of God's work,
God,
such as like the miracles and healings and things like that,
powerful witness,
should work adjacent or in conjunction with those acts
to lead someone
about
to
the
Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
If you just
like I said earlier, if
cancer,
you saw a miracle take place and you didn't believe in God, I think you would start believing in God.
Right?
Power for witnessing. How easy would
and
it
I think
be
that's, like I said
to
earlier,
lead
what
someone to
makes
the Lord
it so difficult.
If you just
if we limit ourselves
cancer
to just the aspect of baptism of the Holy Spirit, the speaking in tongues aspect,
right?
That's for edification of the church.
And I think
primarily,
that's,
I mean, those are one of the key
like
things.
Like I said earlier, what
well,
makes
what
it
what if
so
I'm not
difficult
trying to edify the church?
Is
what if
we
I'm
limit
to
ourselves
edify somebody
to
not
just the
of
aspect
the church
of baptism of the Holy Spirit? Well,
then you're
the
good
speaking
luck
in
with
tongues
that
aspect.
I mean,
that's for edification.
Speaking in tongues
church,
really isn't going to encourage somebody.
I mean, those are one of the key
who
things.
Who doesn't believe in
well,
it?
Well, what if I'm not
to
trying
to
edify
it
the church? What
if
I'm
you
trying
went into
to edify
your workplace and just started speaking
church
in tongues? How many people would be like, "I want well, that"?
Then you're good luck with that. I mean, speaking in tongues really isn't going to encourage somebody.
That's the truth.
Who
you know
doesn't believe in it?
And like I said, I joke a
if
lot.
If you went into your
you
workplace
tell
and just started speaking in tongues, how many people would be like, I want that?
That's not my intent.
But I think sometimes we have to
that's the truth
have a little bit of a sense
know
of humor and maybe take
and
a little
like
candid
I said,
look.
I joke a lot,
do
as
things
you can tell.
Like I said before,
I hope
if we
don't
change
take
our perspective,
if
we get so tunnel visioned on the way we see it.
But I think
sometimes
we can't ever understand the way others see.
Have a little bit of a sense of humor.
And we can't be relevant.
And maybe take a little candid look at the way we do things. Like I said
most
before,
important
if we don't
thing
change our perspective,
be,
if we get so tunnel visioned on the way we see it,
right,
the second
then
the church
can't ever
understand the way others see. And we can't
it
be
no
relevant.
Use.
And I think the single most important
there's much
thing
to
the
be said
in the way of understanding the Holy Spirit
is relevant.
And being able to introduce new believers.
The second the church
to the
loses
its
Holy
relevance. With all the
no
different
use
facets that come with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we have to remember to emphasize that it's
there is
it's
much to be
experience
said in the way of understanding the Holy
first
Spirit
and foremost,
and being able
nothing
to introduce
I can do
new believers
can
to
cause
the
someone
of the Holy Spirit
to want to follow Christ. You know, like
with
I
all
can't
the generate
different
that
facets
for
that come with the baptism of the Holy
right
Spirit, we
I
have
mean,
to
has
remember
to be an
to
experience
emphasize
with them
that it's
and with Christ,
it's
personal
with them
experience
and with the Holy Spirit.
First
but
and foremost,
there are
nothing
steps
I can
do have
to
take can cause someone to want to follow Christ.
You know, like I can't
just
generate
like
that encounter
our walk
for
with
them
Christ,
right?
Christ,
I mean,
the life
to
and
be
step
with
the Holy Spirit
with
is a journey,
and
it requires
with
time
with the Holy Spirit,
effort, and
but
a continual seeking.
There are steps that we have
I
to
say
take
all this,
to
and I talked about my coworker to say that just like our walk with Christ,
and this is about a year
Christ,
and a half,
a life and step with the Holy Spirit is a journey, and it requires time
and
effort.
She paid
me
probably,
seeking
in my opinion, the best compliment.
I say all this, and I talked about my coworker to say that. We were talking about
and
different,
this is about a year
you know,
and a half
aspects.
We've kind
of
talked about the Holy
Spirit,
talked
about
different
things.
And
she paid me probably,
said, you know,
in my opinion, the best compliment that I
you're different
could ever
than
have
other
gotten
Christians
as a Christian
I've met.
And I said, okay.
We were talking
about different you know, aspects.
And she,
of
her response was,
the
well,
church and whatever.
You're the kind of Christian
that
she
makes
said,
me know,
think there is hope and validity.
You're different than
to
other
Christians
that I've met.
And I said, okay.
And I don't say that like, you look at me, I'm awesome, I'm getting it right.
And
but
she,
I say that
like,
that
was,
should
well,
be, you're the kind of Christian.
That should be what
that makes me
that
think there is hope and validity.
You're the kind of Christian that gives
to
me
Christianity
hope that Christ isn't just a story.
And I don't say that like,
not
look
just
at me,
myth,
I'm awesome, I'm getting it right. But
not
I say
just
that like,
that
guy
be,
who did things thousands of years
that should
ago,
be
but
what
is somebody who is relevant
say about
and active today. Because if we
you're
can
the
get people to that place where they see it in us,
that Christ isn't just a story,
listen. Not
just
want to
know
what's different.
Right.
Not
and
just some good guy who did things thousands of years ago, but as somebody who is that's relevant right and active today. Because if we can get people to that place where they see it in us,
right,
then they'll listen.
Thank you, Kellen.
They'll want to know what's
as
different.
As he was talking, I couldn't
and
help but
get to a place
just get
where
in
they
the time machine and go back. And unbeknownst that's to right me, as I went back, it's been maybe just a couple months. It's been about 5 months that we've been looking at this subject.
Thank you, Kellen.
In different ways.
As he was talking, I couldn't help
and
but
we had planned
just
to take
get
a
in
break
the time machine
and
study
spiritual
and
warfare.
Unbeknownst to me,
and as I went
we
back,
began looking
it's
at spiritual warfare, and
months.
We kind of started
it's
looking
been about
at the
five
enemy.
Months that we've been
and our
looking
goal for
at
that
subject
series was not so much to glorify
ways.
The enemy so that we could look
and
at our spouse and say,
to
honey,
take
look,
a break
I shrunk
and
study
spiritual warfare.
Because sometimes that's
and
what spiritual warfare
we began looking at spiritual warfare, and we kind of started looking at the enemy can do or
and our goal for that series was not so much to glorify the enemy so that we could look at our spouse and say, honey, look, I shrunk the Lord.
Provides in
our
lives
on a daily
basis. Because
sometimes that's
what spiritual
warfare teachings end up
being. Something that we feel
is they just so
over-magnify what the enemy can do or has done. That you kind of
and that is for us to experience.
And so as we begin to emphasize
him.
The Lord again and the things
him.
That he provides
I think
in our lives on a daily basis,
we've made the mistake
we came back to something
of narrowing
that, we
that pursuit
to
God is hungry
a place
in his
or an origin
for.
Or a point that we call
and that is
speaking
for us
in
to
tongues.
Experience.
And so we arrive him. At that and we think, well, okay,
him.
We've done that now,
I think
so we've,
too
mount,
often
we've reached
we've
the
made
Mount
the
Everest
of
the
narrowing
spirit.
That pursuit.
Now what do we do?
A place
and we've
or
noticed
an
along the way that a number
that
of our congregation have been baptized
tongues.
With the Holy Spirit,
and so we arrive
or
at
have
that
been in
we
environments
think, well, okay,
that were not healthy.
We've done that now, so
and
we've
so
mount,
their
we've
walk
reached
with
the
Mount
Holy
Everest
Spirit
of
and the subject
the Spirit
matter has been one
now,
of great
what do we
pain,
do?
Great
and
turmoil,
we've noticed along
and a great
the way that a number
of
our congregation have
and
been
so
baptized
we began
with
to recognize
Spirit,
that not only did we want
an environment
that were not healthy. With God's
and so their walk
understanding
with the
from
Holy
His
Word
Spirit
about the
subject,
and the subject
of the
Holy
matter
Spirit,
has been one of great
to
pain,
our church family.
Great turmoil, and a great
the Bible
deal of
also
fear
says
and
that
question.
My people suffer for lack
and so we
of
began to recognize
knowledge.
That not only did we want
so
to
what happens
enable
when
our congregation
we get that knowledge as we
with
begin
God's flourish.
Understanding from His Word
and I want
about
you to hear me say
the
as
Holy
the church,
Spirit,
but we wanted to equip
forward,
our church
family.
That in each and every one
the Bible
of our
also
environments,
says that my people suffer
our
for lack of
is that
knowledge.
Each of us can have a personal
so what happens when we get that knowledge as we begin to
this church is on a pursuit.
I want you to hear me say as
we
the church
pursuing
grows forward
all that,
that
God
in
is.
Each and every one
and
of our environments
that God
our
has.
Hope is that each of
let's
us can
not
have
make
a
the mistake of just narrowing it to one thing
with God
one experience
this church is on a
but
pursuit
let's open up God's word
we
let's
are
open up God's
pursuing
will
and let's
all
take
that
off
God is.
And let's
and all
make an all out
spiritual
God
sprint
has.
For all that he
let's
is
let's not make the mistake of just narrowing
us.
It to one thing.
And so tonight we said that
one
we would
experience
by just
but let's
a
open up
time
God's
prayer.
Word. Let's open
now,
up
in
God's
this church,
will.
If you're
and
new,
let's
let
take
me tell
off
you kind of how
and
we do
let's
that
make an all out
of
spiritual sprint
we
for all that he
is
in every setting
and all that he
has for ways
for
to invite you to the
and
altar.
So tonight we said that
to
we would
front of the building
by just
for
a
us,
simple time of
that's
prayer.
A sign of faith.
Now in this
stand
your feet,
if you're new, let me tell you kind of how we do
the aisle
that
make your
way
part of it
to the front.
We
you are stepping out in every setting look for
the Isaiah writer said, or Isaiah himself said
to
in
the
chapter
front of the
55
building.
And verse
for
11,
us,
that his
ways
sign
and
his
faith
thoughts
when you
are
stand
higher
feet,
than our ways and thoughts.
Move out into the
and
aisle
so we
and make
are
your way
taking a step
to the
of
front.
Faith.
You are stepping
a step
out
of obedience.
In faith.
The
and
Isaiah
a step
writer
of
said, or Isaiah himself said in chapter 55
where
and verse
we're standing,
11, that
back
his
in the chairs
his
where we're at.
Are higher than our ways
and thoughts.
And
so we are going to
the front of the building
as an
act again
of faith,
obedience, and
surrender.
And we're taking
a step
of
faith
and surrender.
And
we're just saying
with that act,
and
Lord,
a step of surrender when
we
leave
you.
Where we're seated
all
or where we're standing back in the chairs
all
where
you
we're
have
at.
For me.
And we are going to the front of
we
the building
want to follow you.
As an act again
so that's
of
what we're
faith,
gonna do. We're
obedience,
ask everybody to
and surrender.
Up.
And we're just saying
and
with
we're
that
ask
act,
our media
Lord,
team to get some
we're following you.
Prayerful type
all
of music.
You are.
And I'm just going to ask first, we're going to let our young people just
we just want
to
follow you.
Go ahead and make their
so
way to the front
do.
Of the building.
We're going to ask
everybody to come all the way to the front. And we're going
to
ask
those of you that would just like
media team to get some
what God has.
Prayerful
all that he
type
has
of
and all
music.
That he is. We want you to just
and
kind
I'm
of
just
going to
ask
this.
First, we're going to let our young people
a place in your life.
Go ahead and make their
it
way
has
to
be
the
done
front
on
the building.
Purpose.
And you're going to have to come
coming
all the way
to the
front.
Altar.
For those of you that would just like to pursue
kind of is
what God has,
at times because we kind of
all
feel like
has
well, what is
everybody
is
thinking
about me
and what is everybody
saying
about
this
me. A place
yeah,
in your life.
It hasn't been good tonight to hear
it has to
this
be done
generation
on
have their say.
Coming to the altar,
hasn't it been wonderful
it
to know that our
kind
young
of
people
is difficult at times
are hungry
because we kind
for
of feel like, well,
what
is everybody
God
thinking
has
about me and
for
what
them.
Is everybody saying about me?
We're going to just ask our young people
yeah,
to start raising
good
their hearts,
to hear
start raising
this
their
hands. Generation have their
we're
say.
We're going to ask them to start praying, and as
hasn't
they
it
do,
been wonderful
that's
to know
your
that
invitation
our young people
as you feel
are
the Holy
hungry
Spirit prompting
all
you
that God
to just
has
take that walk,
for them.
That step, that act of
we're
obedience.
We're
going to
just ask our young people just to start
that
raising their
act
hearts,
of faith,
start
that
raising
act
their
of
hands,
surrender,
to come and
we're
stand
ask
behind
them, to start
them and
join
as them
do,
in your own
that's
pursuit.
Your invitation.
As
don't
you
just
feel
to come
the Holy Spirit prompting
begin
you
to just seek
to
the Lord.
Take that walk,
in the way
that
the
Lord
is calling you to
act of obedience.
We're not going to get around you. you, and one's not going to tell you to do this, and the other tell you to do just the opposite.
Stand behind them and join them.
All we're doing is creating
pursuit.
A safe environment.
I want you just to come
for
down
people to pursue
and begin
God.
To just seek the Lord.
Because we feel God
is
passionately
that the Lord
pursuing
is
us.
You seek him.
We're not going to get around you, and one's not going to tell you to do this, and the other tell you to do just the opposite.
All we're doing is creating a safe environment.
And what's really exciting is
for
that
people
so many of us
pursue God.
Have started passionately pursuing
him. Because we feel God
him.
Is passionately
so
pursuing
us. So wherever you
us.
Are, just raise your heart. Raise
there
your
has been a
hands
passionate
if that's comfortable
pursuit
to you.
Of
you're
God's
not going to be judged for what you
for
do or
people.
Don't do. You're just being
and
given an opportunity
really
to pursue
really exciting
God.
Is that so many of us
so we're going to give you that time
passionately
we're going to turn the music
him.
Up.
So wherever you are,
you
just
pursue
raise
God
your heart,
obviously from your seats
your
if you're more comfortable there.
If that's comfortable to
the whole
you,
idea
you're
is
not
just
be judged
for what you do or don't do. You're just being given an opportunity to pursue God.
To have a
so we're
going to
give you that time now. We're going
to
turn the music up. You can pursue God, obviously, from your seats if you're more comfortable there. The whole idea is just as a church family to give an opportunity for God to have a place in our life to his fullest.
Heavenly Father, we just begin to pursue you right now. Heavenly Father, we just begin to pursue you right now.
This is the conclusion of the teaching. If you would like prayer, you can email us at prayerline@dominionchurch.org. Or call the church at 281-554-3600. Thanks for joining us.